are now tuned in to this week's episode of our podcast. Today, we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
To the Life Upgrade podcast, and this is your host, Fulfillment Obi. Today we have a special guest in the house, someone who I really admire. I admire her work. She has been empowering women, empowering individuals. She's a thought leader, someone who has really done a lot to impact the life of people, and it's a privilege to have her on the studio with me. Her name is Natasha Rawls. I really, I'm looking forward to a conversation that will help upgrade your life. So if you really want to level up, this is something you have to listen to her. I believe she will really bless and she will really uplift you. So please just introduce yourself. Natasha, introduce yourself to those who will be listening, and tell them what you want to impact into their life today.
All right. Well, thank you, Fulfillment OB, for having me on the Life Upgrade podcast today. I'm Natasha Rawls, your coach, Natasha. And so for those of you who are listening, you can find me online at yourcoachnatasha.com. My life's work has been women's empowerment, inspiration, encouragement, you know, helping people to get unstuck. And so I meet people who on the outside have it all together. They've got on their three-piece suit, hair is in place, but on the inside, their life is falling apart behind closed doors. Things aren't always as they seem. And so because I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt and the scars to prove it, I'm able to help women transition, heal from trauma, heal from past mistakes and missteps, upgrade and level up their lives so that they can really live their God out loud, live authentically without wearing those masks, and really be who God has called you to be in every space, in every arena. So from your relationships and marriage, to walking in the boardroom, running a company, being your own entrepreneur or kingdompreneur, as I love to say, or just being able to manage your finances well, being a good steward of what God has given. You know, I help women to level up in all of those areas.
Wow, that's powerful. So if you're listening, I hope you're ready to learn, because a whole lot of information is about to be passed, and you can't miss this. So today we're talking about personal empowerment and confidence building. I believe that this is something that should be the building block of everybody's life. Everyone should find a way to empower themselves and build the confidence that will help them really step into the places they want to be. So from your own perspective, I just want you to talk to us about personal empowerment. What comes to your mind when you hear the word personal empowerment?
One of the things I want to encourage the audience to go and check out my TEDx talk, because I did share a lot of my story and talk about the power of confidence and why that's so important. So on the TEDx stage in Harare, Zimbabwe, I was able to share rebuilding your confidence, a transformational technique. And so what I found is a common factor amongst people who are top leaders, who are top in their fields, they're being promoted, they are, you know, the people that we admire. What do they have in common? Well, I found that they have confidence. They're confident in who they are, they're confident in their skills and their abilities. And there's actually statistics that show, you know, people who have their confidence intact and have a healthy self-confidence, a perspective of who they are able to thrive and have a higher sense of resilience. They're able to bounce back when life knocks you down. You know, they're able to get back up and continue to move forward. And it's just so key and so critical to have a solid foundation of confidence.
That's powerful. as you said, to really do awesome stuff, to do things that will really impact the lives of people or to level up, you need confidence so that you'll be able to remain standing in spite of the obstacles and opposition you face. So how can we begin to build confidence? Like we're talking about personal empowerment, I think everybody is responsible for building this into their life. So what steps should people start taking on a daily basis that will help them build confidence?
That is such a great question. And all right, so building confidence is definitely a key piece, and there are things that you can do right away. Oftentimes when I meet clients, you know, they're stuck in a wrong mindset, especially if you grew up in an environment where you all you heard was negative things, like you're never going to amount to anything. You can't do good enough. You can never be good enough. You know, the things that you're doing don't even matter. You don't matter. You know, some parents spoke negative words over their kids, or other kids as you were growing up, maybe you heard you're fat. You're always going to be fat. You're ugly. You're an ugly duckling. You know, some of these storylines that people hear. And so they grow up in that kind of mindset, that negative mindset, and it just beats them down over a lifetime. And so people wonder, why am I not making progress? Well, we got to get your mind right. And so some of the things you can do right away to start building your confidence is changing that script, getting in the mirror, looking at yourself eyeball to eyeball, and make some different declarations, make some different affirmations. You know, I love to get in the mirror and look at myself. Girl, you look good today. I am strong. I'm a powerful, confident woman. You know, say the things that God has said about us. We need to repeat those out loud. And there's something powerful that happens. You know, the Bible says hearing, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that hear, the word hearing means to continually hear it over and over again. And so I believe as we agree with God and, you know, hear what he is saying, and then put our own voice to those words, it is so powerful.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's a key piece where people can start to build their confidence. The other thing is you have to start getting out of your comfort zone on purpose. You got to challenge yourself to try new things. And a lot of people get stuck because they don't want to try new things. It's so comfortable in my little shell and in my bubble. But you have to get out, try new activities. You don't know what you like or what you would enjoy until you at least experience it once. So I tell people, don't wait till the end of your life to start trying new activities. You know, whoever came up with the idea of the bucket list, waiting till you die to start trying, you know, all these fun dreams and activities, that is so ludicrous to me. I'm like, every day God promised us an abundant life. We should be living that abundant life every single day. So what are the things that bring you joy? What are the things that you think just might bring you joy? Put that on your to-do list. Make a plan and make it happen. Don't wait until the end of life to start enjoying your life, but start enjoying your life today. Be intentional about that.
That's really powerful. I love the way you bring up the scriptures into this. It makes it more enriching. So the next question I have is this. A lot of people are having confidence issues because they are scared. They are afraid of the future. And so that fear keep holding them back. Like you said, you have to take a step out of your comfort zone with purpose. So someone who really wants to build confidence but is scared, what would you advise the person to do?
All right. Well, fear is a powerful tool that the enemy uses to keep you boxed in, to keep you backed into a corner. It's a trick to keep you in a state of intimidation, to make you feel like you're not good enough or that you're inadequate and that you can't try new things. And so once you recognize fear, here comes that scripture. God has not given us the spirit of fear. Once you recognize this fear, then you know that's a trick of the enemy. The enemy's trying to stop you from or block you from really living your destiny out loud. And so that spirit of fear can be broken. I remember years ago, a minister taught on fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. Oftentimes we get so much in our head, we play up these scenarios and we talk ourselves out of trying things because we just think about all the things that could go wrong. If I took this step, if I tried something new, if I took a risk, and then we start thinking about all the things that could go wrong. But what about all the things that could go right? And I found that the same energy it takes to talk yourself out of something and to operate in fear, you could take that same energy and turn it into faith. God, I trust you that if, even if I take this risk, you're there with me and you're walking with me. You're talking with me and you are not going to let me fail. There's a scripture that says God is with her and you cannot fail. And so what if that was our daily affirmation, our daily declaration? What if that was our mindset? We would be unstoppable. So I tell people, you know, once you get your confidence up, you're going to see your life begin to shift. You're going to see your life begin to be upgraded because you're going to be willing to step outside of, you know, those old patterns, the things that you thought you couldn't do. You'll find that, hey, it wasn't even that bad. Some of the greatest things that I've done, I call them adventures with the Lord. My knees were knocking together and I was shaking in my boots. But courage is not that you're not afraid. Courage is doing it even if you are afraid. So I tell people, do it afraid. Even if you're shaking in your boots, do it anyway. Try something new.
Yeah. So so fear is just a weapon the enemy uses to keep us down. I really love that. I love that. I love that so much. So in all your years of doing this, training, coaching people, what do you think is a major challenge for people who are trying to empower themselves and build confidence? Like, what do you think people really need to work on in their life if they are actually going to succeed when it comes to building confidence and empowering themselves?
Well, I love that question because, you know, for so many years I had intention. I wanted to, you know, change things in my life. And even I remember being a young girl, you know, you're growing up and your parents want to see a new level of maturity and I'm working hard. How do I show this level of maturity? And it's so hard to change yourself. Transformation is work and transformation can be painful. And so what happens when we feel pain? You know, those of us who love to go to the gym, when you start feeling that pain, those are the days you're like, well, I'm not going to be able to make it back to the gym. You know, oftentimes we give up when we feel pain. And so accountability is a big piece where people, you know, fall off. They don't really make a plan. And so it's easy to read a self-help book, get all the tips, write down all the steps. But now when it comes to the action, it's time to do it. Just like New Year's resolutions, people start off strong. Maybe they took the time and actually wrote it down and they got their list. They're looking at it every day and they start off strong. But if you don't have an accountability partner, someone who's going to call you on the carpet and say, okay, did you do what you said you were going to do? And then you have to respond. I think that's where a lot of people fall off. So that's why I love this field of coaching. You know, you really get to see people's transformation up close and personal, but you become an accountability for people, accountability partner to help them stay true to their goals, stay true to their visions, and you get to walk with them through life. And so I absolutely love that I can be used as a guide, as a confidant, you know, as a partner to walk with people as they're doing life, as they're walking into their destiny, as they're seeing transformation. And then when the pain comes, guess what? We get to pray together and we push past the pain and we're going to stay the course versus without a partner, without an accountability partner, it's easy to just give up and just say, you know, this is too hard. But when you have someone there that's rooting for you, praying for you. You know, you want to keep going. You want to give your best. They're going to push you and encourage you. And so that's what I get to do as an empowerment specialist. I get to walk alongside women, push them and encourage them as they are going through transformation, healing from trauma, and leveling up their lives. It's an amazing place to be.
That's so beautiful. Okay, I'll come back to this before we end the session. From your TEDx speech, I just wanted to just tell us more about it and maybe throw one or two things you said there that would be beneficial to people who are listening to this, just so it could spur them to want to listen to it and get more information from your speech.
All right. Well, the TEDx, it is posted online. You can find it under Natasha Rawls, Rebuild Confidence. Just search it up. And so I'm asking you all, if you will help support your coach, Natasha, go watch the video. It's 13.55 minutes. Like it and write me a nice comment. You know, some of your takeaways, some of the things that you thought were encouraging, motivational, inspirational from the talk. But I get to really take a deep dive and share, you know, my life story. I hit a brick wall and I went through a traumatic divorce. And so oftentimes when people deal with trauma, they get stuck. And so I got stuck in a rut of depression. And so the Lord gave me some strategies. And so I just started doing some research. And so I learned some things about confidence building and breaking out of depression. And all of these things kind of came to a head. I ended up running for city council and got a seat in the government. Just an adventure with the Lord. And so you guys have to go check out the TEDx talk, hear more about my story, and get you some of those pointers on some of the steps that I took to break out of depression. So if you're feeling stuck or you're feeling like, you know, there's that dark cloud over your head or you're feeling depressed, go listen to that TEDx talk. I've got some pointers in there that will help stir you up. You'll get to hear my journey in a lot more detail of how I came out and broke through trauma and depression.
Okay, that's beautiful. So if you're listening right now, the link to that speech, to that video will be available in the description of this episode. So please, you can check it out and get more information on how you can break out of depression and push yourself to the next level. So you've really said a lot, and I think your words are really, really powerful, and there are people out there who really need this right now. So the last question I have for you right now, what is one of the biggest challenge you've ever faced in your life? I heard you talk about divorce. It might be, okay, let's say something else aside that you've faced in your life that you never thought you were going to be able to push through, but at the end of the day, you actually did. So I just want you to just talk more on that, because I believe there are people out there who are facing similar situation. They're thinking, oh, this is the end of my life, I don't know what to do, and everything ends here. So I think you should just help those people, if they'll be listening to this episode, what they can do. So the first step they should take to get out of that zone.
All right. That's a tall order, but I think I can handle it. You know, so many challenges that come up during your course of life, the journey called life. You know, I was a single mom, a teen mother, and still pursued my college dream. So I tell people I got my master's degree, my first master's degree, with my baby on my hip. Of course, you guys heard about the divorce and trauma. You know, as a Christian minister of the gospel, I never got married to be divorced, but here it is. You know, this is what life handed me, and, you know, decisions, it takes two to tango. You guys have probably heard that phrase. This is what this is the hand that I was dealt. You know, what do you do from this point? Of course, you know, at work, there have been challenges. I've been fired from jobs and dismissed from, you know, top-ranked positions. And, you know, you have to have resilience to bounce back from some of those traumas in life. You know, things happen. Death, grief, loss. You know, I've had two grandbabies that did not survive. You know, they were born too early. So a lot of things that can stop you and derail you. But number one, my faith in the Lord keeps me steady. He promises that everything that the enemy meant for evil, he would turn around for good. But I think some of the greatest pieces alongside of, you know, the Lord, he will send people who have his heart to come and pray with you and sit with you and encourage you along the way. And so that's, you know, something I want to offer to your listening audience. If you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling it like you're in a state of depression, absolutely free. I want to spend some time with you. And I do what we call an empowerment strategy session. And this is just an opportunity for us to take a deep dive, see where you are, and look at how we're going to get you to where you're going. And so I offer that absolutely free. You guys have to go check it out on yourcoachnatasha.com. Schedule an appointment with me. And yeah, let's connect. I would love to hear your stories. I would love to be able to pray with you and offer you some encouragement and a blueprint for next steps of how we're going to get you unstuck in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Right. Oh, so it's been power packed from the beginning. I love your energy. I love how you speak with confidence and strength. And I believe in this short session, you said a whole lot. So let me just throw this in here because I believe it will be beneficial to people. I'll talk to you personally more on this. Sorry, I'm bringing this live. We usually hold a 3-month training program. It's Christian based to help people break out from whatever I've been holding them back. We do this every year. We call it Project Flaming Fire. So I'll really love you to be one of the guests and be able to empower a whole lot of people. So a lot of people from Africa, from my country, and across the continent. We'll be registering for that program. It should come up August, September, or around that period. So I would really love you to come empower these people and give them a reason to level up their life. Because I live in a kind of country where people are just believe that they cannot really make any noticeable progress. You understand? They're already losing hope. So that's why I host something like that. So with all you said today, I believe God connected us for a reason. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of more people to touch, lots of lives to bless, a lot of people to uplift. And I think you have the gifts and everything needed to touch those people. So thank you so much for being on the Life Upgrade podcast. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you for everything you said so far. Do you have any books? Have you written any books or any books to recommend so people can read and maybe start from there?
Okay, I am an Amazon number one bestseller, so I've got several books and anthologies that I've been a part of, and so I was able to lead 28 authors in writing a compilation of testimonies and words of encouragement and inspiration. It's called Dear Superwoman, so go check that out on Amazon. Definitely get a copy of the book. You'll get to hear from myself as well as 27 other authors sharing their stories and testimonies of how God delivered and you know, just inspiration across the board, from marriage to being parents to all kinds of topics in there. So that's super encouraging. I also did a book on prayer, Touching Heaven, Shaking Hell, and that hit Amazon number one bestsellers list. So if you're ready to be raised up as a powerful prayer warrior, that's a quick little study on how to maximize your moment in prayer. And then my first book was almost like a group Bible study, How to Walk in Kingdom Authority. And so a practical jumpstart guide to kingdom living. And so that was also on Amazon as well. So yes, please do check those out.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. So you've heard how all the links will be in the description of this podcast. And Every way your heart needs to connect with Natasha will also be in the description of this podcast. If you have any question, you can drop it in the comment section. Our advice, you go over to the publication page. That's fulfillmentob.substack.com. If you're listening from any podcast player, so we can get your questions and get you connected with Natasha. So thank you once more for everything you said today. It's been wonderful, it's been glorious, and I really learned a lot myself.
Well, thank you, Fulfillment OB. I'm looking forward to your August September event and being able to work with you some more in the future. Hopefully you'll invite me back to the podcast as well. Blessings.
All right. Thank you so much. So, guys, this is the end of today's episode. So stick around. Next week, we'll be having more powerful conversations like this. So have a wonderful and a blessed day ahead.
And that's it for this week's episode. Add us to your podcatcher or on iTunes now so that you can make sure you never miss out on another second of our wonderful podcast. We would hate for you to miss out. Have a great week, everyone.